Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Peter Drucker made an interesting observation. He was a great management thinker and consulted with great leaders for 50 years, and he found that none of them were actually instinctively effective. They all had to work at it, but all of them who did work at it succeeded in becoming effective. And the lesson there is we can't just say, oh, productivity practices don't matter. I'm just going to go on and do things anyway, whatever. It is important to have a method to organize ourselves. At the same time, though, if that doesn't come naturally to a person, not all hope is lost. It is possible to learn those methods. They might not become the most exciting thing to you, and you might not focus on it the way someone else who's naturally inclined in that area will, but it is possible for everyone to do this. Just the heart is to realize it's not first about the techniques, though, and the tips and tactics. It's first of all about actually character, things like love and generosity, self-discipline. That's really the foundation of productivity, because that's the foundation of our decision-making.
Is there an area where maybe we often fall short or we get hung up in our attempts to be more productive?
Yeah. Well, definitely email is one of the biggest places where we get hung up. Well, it's so easy with email to fall into reactionary workflow, because you can have your day planned perfectly, but boom, you start getting all of these emails changing your course. Your boss might need you to do this, and that wasn't foreseen the day before. Someone else might need this. And all of a sudden, we realize we're just reacting to things all day long, and that can end up being very frustrating.
Is one of the keys planning out your day? Do you plan it out minute by minute, or is it more sort of the grand scheme of things? Say, I'm going to be available for God to use me however, wherever, whenever.
Yeah, it's important, very important to plan your day, but to do it in a flexible way. So if you try and plan out every minute of your day, that's just going to be defeated, and you're going to be very frustrated. For some reason, it's very easy, though, to fall into that temptation. Well, at least for me, to think you can plan out your whole day. And that's just not going to work. But on the other extreme, if you don't plan out any of your day, well, then you're going to be floating without a rudder throughout the day. You're going to be drifting. So you need to hit the right balance. And that's a different spot for everyone. For some people, it might mean planning out about 30% of your day. Identify the top 1 to 2 tasks you want to give extended time to. And work that into the agenda for your day. But then be available for spontaneous needs that arise through the rest of the day. Some people might plan out 70% of their day, and it's going to differ even from day to day for each person. But the key is to get that right balance between structure and freedom.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.